someone will be saying a Kaddish to Rabbanan when we finish learning, so be aware of that. I think just about everyone here is familiar with the din of food that has Kedusha Shvius, and that therefore you can't throw it out in the garbage. You're not allowed to waste it, meaning you're not allowed to throw it out. You know, if it's really to eat, you can't throw it out in the garbage and be mevaza it and spoil it and ruin it. So, okay, Kedusha Shvius, we can deal with that. But the truth is, it's a big... without the idea of technical Kedusha, but this is really an issue by every food, all year round. There's an Isabel Tashchis, and... therefore, there's two issues to deal with when you want to throw out food, whether it's because of carelessness, you just throw it out, or you're stepping on it, or even leftovers, or certainly leftovers in a pot. It's not poshut what to do with it. There's two problems. There's an issue of bal tashchis, which is an iser. You're not allowed to be mashchis something useful. Food that's roi la'achila is also to just throw out, l'chora. And there's an issur of bizui ochlin. By bread, these two isurim are more chomer, are more intense. By bread, there's certainly bizui ochlin, where there wouldn't be bizui ochlin by other foods, certain technicalities. And even baltashchis, the idea of wasting bread, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch more explicitly, and it's a bigger problem. And therefore... the truth is, if something's not fit to eat anymore, so you're allowed to throw it out. Now, many times leftovers, certainly leftovers on a plate, what I'm saying now does not apply to Kedusha Shvius, which ups the ante, obviously, when you have technical Kedusha on something. So we're makil in Baltashchis, really, you have leftovers on a plate, and we just, you know, scrape it off and throw it into the garbage can. What's the heter to do that? Well, l'chayra, the heter would be, a mokom to be lenient and to be melamed zchus is that no one's going to eat from that anymore, and therefore it's considered not roi l'achila. Leftovers in a pot is it's really a bigger problem, and the truth is that l'chayra, it seems to me, you should always, if you're throwing out perfectly fine food that's roi l'achila, you should always have to at least bag it first, put it in a plastic, and then throw it in the garbage can. What exactly is the heter to just go throw it in the garbage can? It's food that's roi l'achila. Elamai, you'll say, stam, no one's going to eat it anymore. I don't know. It's a l'chayra, something that you have to be careful about, certainly by bread, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch much more explicitly, especially a kazayas of bread. But even crumbs, if they would gather together and become a kazayas, you have to be nizhar, not to just throw it out willy-nilly, but to bag it, like bag it and throw it out, or in some way to avoid these two issues. It's a iser baltashchis, if it's perfectly fine food, and there's an iser of bizui ochlin, which is taka more so by bread than by other things, the bizui ochlin, but still could theoretically be always a problem. Okay, that's that. Now, today, Sfira is Malchus Shebegvura. We've just completed the week of Gvura, which is Midas Hadin, restraint, discipline, Ezeo Gibor, Akovish Yisro. The idea of Malchus is an idea of showing leadership, or being independent, having confidence, nobility. These are all Malchus ideas. And the idea of Malchus Shebegvura is that, when a person exercises restraint or works on restraint, it shouldn't be in an oifen that just makes him depressed or makes him feel what they call lose confidence, or he feels like he's not worthy, but he has to show restraint and show gevura in a way that he realizes that this is making him more of a mensch, and it's bringing out the Midas Malchus. That's the Malchus of Gevura, is to do the Gevura in a way that it's an exhibition of Malchus. And Adarabba, it's a Chashivus, you're more Chashiv, you're controlling yourself, you're not just doing whatever you want to, and that would be exercising Malchus Shebegevura. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbim Shalom, Ba'olam, Shalom, B'chol Bonayich, Limdei Adonai, V'Rav Shalom, Bonayich, Al Tvi Bonayich, Ala Bonayich, Shalom, Rov, Lo, Beis, Torasech, Amin, Lomu, Michshol, Yishlo, Mechelech, Shabbat, Ba'amanos,